Gymnasia Verbal. Angry with versus angry about. Hello, Annie. How are you today?
Hello, David. I'm very good. What about you?
Are you very good or very good?
Very good.
Así es. Muy bien. Pues Richard is still a bit ill, so I'm taking over from him another week and I'm going to put you through your paces again. Is that okay, Annie?
Okay, for me. De todas formas, le mandamos desde aquí un fuerte abrazo para que se mejore y esté con nosotros pronto.
Sí, señor. Okay, let's begin. Now, in Spanish, you can say estoy enfadado con alguien, and also you can say estoy enfadado con algo. Now, in English, we have to change the preposition, depending on whether you're talking about a person or an object or a situation.
Okay.
Good. So let's start off with to be angry with someone. In this case, the preposition is exactly the same as in Spanish. So we say to be angry with someone, you say estar enfadado con alguien. Okay, let's look at some examples, shall we?
Okay, let's.
Good. ¿Estás enfadado conmigo, Annie?
Are you angry with me?
Are you angry with me? Muy bien. No, no estoy enfadado contigo.
No, I'm not angry with you.
Good. No, I'm not angry with you. No te enfades conmigo por llegar tarde.
Don't be angry with me for being late.
Don't be angry with me for being late. Very good. Julia está un poco enfadada con su marido en este momento.
Julia is a little angry with her husband at the moment.
Julia is a little angry with her husband at the moment. Muy bien. ¿Te enfadarás conmigo si no voy?
Will you angry with me if I don't go?
Again, will you be angry with me if I don't go?
Will you be angry with me if I don't go?
Good. Will you be angry with me if I don't go? Él parece estar enfadado conmigo. ¿Qué he hecho?
He seems to be angry with me. What have I done?
Muy bien, Annie. Okay, now we're going to change the preposition. So instead of saying to be angry with, to be angry about. Now we use the preposition about when we're talking about things or situations. For example, estoy enfadado por la situación would be I'm angry about the situation. Okay?
All right.
Very easy. Okay. John está enfadado con las cifras de ventas.
John's angry about the sales figures.
John's angry about the sales figures. Again, the last word, figures.
Figures.
Figures. Muy bien. And you said the contraction very, very well. John's angry about the sales figures.
Okay.
Two more adjectives that follow exactly the same rule as angry are furious, furioso, and annoyed, enojado. So let's try a few examples with those two.
All right.
Los fans estuvieron furiosos por la decisión.
The fans were furious about the decision.
Okay, the fans were furious about the decision. One more time.
The fans were furious about the decision.
Okay, much better. No te enojes tanto con las cosas sin importancia.
Don't get so annoyed about the unimportant things.
No hace falta el artículo en este ejemplo. ¿Otra vez puedes hacerlo?
Don't get so annoyed about unimportant things.
Good. In Spanish you say las cosas. In English we say things. So don't get so annoyed about unimportant things, not the unimportant things. Okay?
All right.
No te enfades por ello.
Don't get angry about it.
Don't get angry about it. Muy bien, Annie.